Sit back, relax, and crack a limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New, featuring the words of wisdom of some of our Origin legends like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer, and Menzies. Now here's another legend, MG on the Rush Hour.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
18-14, 2-0 series win, New South Wales, MG.
What a game. What a game. The Blues were fantastic. It was one of them games that you remember forever. The first half went that quick. All of a sudden, they got out of the blocks well, but the Queenslanders, with Billy Slater being really, really good. It had everything, didn't it? A penalty try, sin bin. In the end, I think Queensland just lacked the goal kicker.
You've requested this song be played as often as possible.
When you win two series in 13 years, it's good to have that song pumping away. But congratulations to all concerned. The baby boomers done it. As I said, trailing 10-0. They come back well. Jake Trbojevic had a big part to play in that. As soon as he went on, he changed the whole trajectory of the game, and he was sensational. But as were all the Blues, and we'll talk to some big people tonight in the game.
We're going to speak to Coach Brad Fittler up next. We'll see what state he's in. We'll see what state Damien Cook, the hooker, he played a fantastic game again last night. Queensland were all over him. We find out how he's pulled up. But up next, MG, you were going to break this game apart for us with your expert opinion. You sat in your hotel room, you had your notes, you're ready. I've seen your notes. They are detailed, to say the least.
Look, I had thongs on last night at the outside broadcast. I was freezing, so I went back to the Novotel, had a glass of wine. I thought, you know what? This is where I'm going to watch it from. And it was, you get a great insight. And I just watched and watched and watched. Listen to Jet.
Well, MG's going to share those insights with you next on the Rush Hour with MG as we celebrate New South Wales winning State of Origin 2018.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and we do the Rush Hour for the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New Cairns. MG, did you have a couple of Tui's News last night?
I certainly did, my friend.
That's the way to support the Blues in the State of Origin, that your advice on their words of wisdom from people like yourself, Nathan Hindmarsh, the successful coach Brad Fittler. You can check out those limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's News cans today and get some advice from the blokes who know about winning. MG.
I saw most of them boys who were on them cans sometime last night throughout the outside broadcast we had at the ANZ Stadium. Mm. It was just a big celebration. I think everyone knew what was coming, and the baby boomers, baby bloobers didn't let us down.
Absolutely. 18-14, the result last night. New South Wales wins the series. Third game still to be played up in Queensland in a couple of weeks. But MG, we're going to speak to Brad Fittler next.
Yep.
I believe he's catching some shut eyes, having a bit of a cat nap on the couch.
We've had Charlie pestering him.
Charlie is pestering you. Charlie's made no friends with the amount of phone calls our producer's been putting in. Going to speak to Damien Cook from the successful Blues side. But MG, your expert eye, let's break this game apart. The moments that mattered.
Let's do it. First one was Damien Gagai's no try. A lot of people said that, I think even our own Billy Harrigan said that he thought it was a try, but plainly he puts his right leg on the paint, and that was in the eighth minute of the game,
scores still nil all.
Comes out to the right, Munster to Slater away, here comes Dane Gagai, reaches out, grounds it, it looks like a try, and Gagai has done it again!
We have a try.
His right leg is hanging over the sideline, and it is close, it is damn close.
Dane Gagai's knee has contacted the touchline at the same time the ball's gone down. Have a decision.
No tries. Wow. How can you make that call with confidence?
Yeah, it was quite plain to see on the TV replays. Did he put his leg on just a millimetre before he put the ball down?
They started.
Billy Slater was on. Oh, he's amazing. On fire. He didn't miss a beat, did he? And the next kid didn't either.
Well, at the 27th minute mark of the game, this happened.
Well, here we go. Ben Dobbin, tell us who's entering the game.
He's getting the final instructions. He's just about to grab his little card. Here he comes, Kalen Ponga, wearing the number 14, set to make his debut with 13 minutes to play in this first half. Let's see what happens here. This is excitement.
Yeah, that's kind of one of them remember where you were moments when Kalen Ponga enters the Origin Arena for the first time at lock forward, making nearly 30 tackles, And I dare say that when he made that break in the second half, that if he wasn't so busted up after doing so much defence, that he may have gotten away from Tedesco. But Tedesco had sensational cover defence. But, gee, it was good to see him on the field.
It's exciting, wasn't it?
Oh, it was good to see him on the field.
Andrew Johns, the eighth immortal, declared on his Instagram page that it was the greatest Origin debut he's ever seen, which says something.
Yeah, well, if Joey's saying that, it was. Especially he's a lock forward. He probably went as a lock forward. He was interviewed after the game. They said, you made close to 30 tackles. He said, I haven't made that many tackles in my whole career. Which he hasn't. So, that, you know what? He should be their halfback in game three.
We'll wait and see there. He came in at the scoreline was 10-6 in favour of Queensland. At the 31st minute mark of that first half, this happened, and it's fair to say, MJ, this is the big talking point from last night.
Yes. Right back to Cook. He throws to the left of Maloney, an early kick. Corbin's been taken off. This could be a penalty try.
The referee's under the sticks.
Penalty try!
And that brought it to 12-10.
Yeah, it was a penalty try every day of the week. Ben Hunt shoulder charged, well, not shoulder charged, but changed the trajectory of... Boyd Cordner. Mm. Boyd Cordner would have scored. And that was a turning point because there was a lot of pressure exerted. And it's the only second time there's been a penalty try in Origin's history. The last one was way back in 1981. So a bit of history made last night in more ways than one.
From a perspective side of things, this is the coach of the Maroons, Kevvy Walters, on that penalty try.
I've been watching rugby league for how old am I? 50. So... didn't have TVs in Ipswich when I was a bit younger, so that take a bit off that. A long time, and, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the rule is about a penalty try. I think he's definitely going to score. Well, that was the decision they came up with, and we got to respect that. But it's not to say that it was the right decision, but we got to respect the decision of the referee.
Yeah, fair enough. And you know what, I think Kevvy's, you know, as a coach, has the right to be peeved, I suppose, but I think if you asked... 90 people, 100 people, 90 would say that was a penalty try.
Yeah, and if you asked a New South Wales player like James Maloney and Brad Fittler in the press conference, this is how they saw it.
Pretty brave. It was a brave call, but it was a try.
It was a call that had to be made.
It was a brave call.
It had to be, yeah.
So, two sides of the fence there.
Jimmy Maloney, it had to be. Come on, mate. It's a bloody try, that one. Come on.
Yeah, we'll speak to Brad Fittler about that up next. Next moment, MG. We move into the second half.
Mm-hmm.
50th minute mark. A certain L. Mitchell.
Yes.
Who seemed set for this big stage.
He'd be giving Will Chambers nightmares over the last few
days. They go shots on. Yes! Mitchell! Takes the defence with him and plants it down!
But most importantly, that gave New South Wales 18 unanswered points, and James Maloney kicked it over from the sideline again. And I'll reiterate that that's in the end, it's cost Queensland at least a golden point game because we got three from three and they were all mostly from the sideline of Jimmy's, and Valentine I think kicked one out of three.
Mm.
So in the end it's three tries apiece.
And that was the conversation heading into game one, that Queensland didn't have a recognisable goal kicker.
We had two. We've got Nathan Cleary as backup. That's pretty handy.
This is this happened at the 69th minute mark. The score at this stage was 18-14. 11 minutes to play in the game, and then this happened.
James Roberts.
Cordner comes out, so does Roberts.
That's a professional foul. Oh,
he is gone!
Wow.
James Roberts is out of here for the next 10 minutes, and the Blues have to hang on grimly.
And you just got the feeling, didn't you, that Queensland were coming back. And then that happened with the sin bin was, you thought definitely they're going to score. Like, there's no doubt about it. They're going to score. I think even watching the game, you're going, well, when's it going to happen? And that was, the desire in New South Wales' defensive line once Jimmy the Jet went off, the defence was breathtaking, some of it. And Tommy Turbo, Nathan Cleary try-saving tackles, they threw their body around like they had nothing to worry about. But they, at the end of the day, the Queensland were only an inch away from scoring tries where these guys just were... Our boys were just, a little bit more superior.
And then, of course, Boyd Cordner went down with that concussion issue in those final 11 minutes. And then this happened, MG.
Has played to McCullough. Goes to Sean Wright to Hunt. Early kick. Oh, it's too big.
What's he doing?
Way too big. Over the back it goes. And Ben Hunt has a moment to forget. 20-man attack. 7 tackles set.
Poor old Ben Hunt.
Yes. And he wasn't the reason they lost the game. Let's be clear on that. But... when you've got 12 men on the team that's opposite you, and you put a kick in the third tackle and it goes dead, And it's criminal. You can't do that at the Origin level. And I feel for him today because he's copping a lot of the blame, unfairly. I think so. I don't think you can blame one player for losing you the game. But then all of a sudden the memories come back from the grand final when he dropped the ball for the Broncos off the kickoff, and he'd be feeling it today. So, you know, chin up. But what happens about when you lose games? You're under pressure to keep your spot. Ask New South Wales in the last decade, and they can attest to that.
Speaking of men who might be feeling something today for a different reason, though, a good reason, Brad Fittler, the coach of the New South Wales Blues, MG.
Has Charlie got him?
Oh, he's working him up.
Thumbs up. Oh, he could be grumpy.
He's working him up. But he's got a good sore head, if that makes sense.
Hello.
Coach of the Blues, Brad Fittler, joins us next on the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Damien Cook from the South Sydney Rabbitohs still to come as well as we celebrate New South Wales winning State of Origin.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, celebrating New South Wales' State of Origin victory all night tonight on the show. An 18-14 victory last night at ANZ Stadium. It's landed New South Wales the Origin Series win as we welcome in a man who becomes only the third ever New South Welshman to have captained and coached an Origin Series victory. Brad Fittler, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Good afternoon.
And it's a good afternoon, my brother. How you feeling?
I just woke up after 2 hours sleep.
Freddie, what are you dreaming about now when you do sleep, mate? Because you've achieved it. The Shield is back in New South Wales.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. Absolute privilege to be a part of last night. Yeah, I think the players were too. It's, you know, to be given that opportunity in front of all those people and to be given the challenge of defending your line in the last 10 minutes and have the crowd get in like they did, I think everyone was very grateful. And we're just really stoked for everyone for, you know, continued support really over a long time.
Incredible scenes of raw emotion at the end of the game. Brandy was telling me last night that after he went down to the coach's box onto the field, Jack DeBellin, Brandy went to cuddle him, and Jack DeBellin cuddled Brandy, and so he just cried for about 3 minutes in his chest. I mean, that gives you goosebumps.
And Brandy's, he doesn't give his emotions out very easily, and just watching him before the game, wishing them all the best, and then a few times when he had a chat to the players, and you can see what State of Origin does, really, and then when everyone, you know, chips in and works towards one thing. It's a pretty emotional thing, and then to get a result was just awesome.
Let's go through the game. 10-0 down. Billy Slater was back, and he was back in a big way because everything Queensland did in that opening 20 minutes he was part of. But some way, shape or form, the Baby Blues found a way to get back, and all of a sudden it was 18-10, and just like that. Their defence was heroic, especially the 10 minutes that saw Jimmy the Jet off. I've never seen a team defend so well. Boyd Cordner was in Gaga land. How did you ride that as a coach?
It was the right time if you're going to have someone sim bin. The fact that, you know, they were quite tired, everyone was pretty tired, and then all of a sudden the crowd stepped in. So, you know, that gave us the other defender. I think a couple of the big plays, you know, I think Tedesco's tackle was incredible. Mm. You know, he was unbelievable, Kalyn Ponga, in his first game. So his tackle was incredible with so much space around him. And of course, the Nathan Cleary one on Valentine Holmes. And yeah, huge moments to those young lads. They'll remember that forever. But, man, I'll tell you, we went to the bench straight away and grabbed Peach and I think it was Frizzell and Peach. And it just gave us a little bit more mobility. You know, I thought the Peach was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You love the Peach, don't you? You love the Peach.
I love the Peach. Yeah. I love the Peach. It was me like, we're playing 500 all week. He's my joker. He's my joker.
Hey, Freddie, there's a bloke out there for New South Wales last night by the name of Latrell Mitchell, and there's some people who've, you know, we all know what he's capable of in attack and with the ball in his hand, but there's some people who've said he's prone to some errors. That hit, when he came out of the line and nailed that tackle last night, the smile on his face, it lit up ANZ Stadium when they showed him on the big screen. I mean, yeah. He just looks like he loves that big stage.
Oh, he does. I still remember the first time in the paper when we introduced the team, he had his blue jacket on and he had the back page to himself, and it was just one big smile. And I was really impressed, actually. I was a bit nervous about a few blokes, you know, playing this game because of the way Origin is and the way the team that gets beat always rebounds and plays better, and they just didn't disappoint, you know. And Queensland played such good footy in those early periods, and they were so sleek. all their tries were scored like in the last blade of grass on the footy field, basically. So they had to work for their points. But then watching Latrell, you know, they make an error and not hide and go for it again. You know, that's courage.
What a game. It was just, it was the first half went that quick because it was such a high quality of footy. 50-50 each way. I suppose in the end, and I suppose, I don't think, I said at the top of the show, I said that the one thing that cost Queensland was a recognised goal kicker. You know, it was all, there's a struck match between these two teams, and it's going to be that way forever. You need to have a goal kicker in your bloody team.
We've got to have a goal kicker, but the thing is, as well, I applaud our defence because they scored all their tries in the the last bit of grass. And, you know, if I was a kid and I'm playing, all my coach ever said was make them score out wide if they got a score, and that's why people, you know, chase when they know they're not going to stop a try, but just to force the goal kicker wider. You know, we thought that might happen. So they did. They just defended and defended, and I'm just actually looking at the paper, and there's a Gagai try that was a no try, you know, and that was in the last bit of grass as well.
We saw the emotion on field amongst these players, and James Maloney in the press conference, he said that he and, you know, a couple of others like Boyd Corden probably understood a bit more than some of these young fellas just what this series victory meant. Were there any of the debutants or first-timers that you're a bit worried about from a celebration point of view?
Not from a celebration. They're good lads. They're good fun, actually, so... No, I'm only a bit of myself when I was their age. So
I hope not. Jesus Christ.
I was just trying not to be a narc, really.
yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the thing. I think what's happened, you remind me a lot of this Gareth Southgate, the English soccer manager at the moment. He's had a... When you're with the 16s, you're in, you know, like an academy type role. You're watching these kids. You've been watching a lot of these kids for 4 or 5 years come through the system and identifying these kids from an early age. And I think this is very similar to what England done with this Southgate. He was their academy coach. Now he's had all these blokes come through and they're having great results at the World Cup. But not many people know that yourself and Jamie Feeney have had, you know, New South Wales emerging blues for a long, long time.
Yeah, we had a few of those blokes come through. Angus Crichton, Latrell Mitchell, Nathan Cleary. Yeah, but we've had a lot of them come through, and that's important. You know, just watching these kids, and they're not foreign when they come in for the first day. And I knew they loved their footy, and that's why we kicked them.
Well, you had the whole of New South Wales behind you last night. The crowd atmosphere was absolutely amazing. And from a media perspective as well, Brad, as we let you go, well, you've probably got some more hours of sleep to catch up on, but the access that yourself and Tracy Edmondson and Peter Parr and the whole culture you've created around the New South Wales Blues camp, the access you provided, we've appreciated it, the fans have appreciated it, and I think that's evidenced by the support that was there last night.
I totally agree, and I think that also goes back to the players. They, you know, they did a lot of community stuff, they did a lot of media stuff, they did a lot of stuff in the short space of time that we had them. So for them to find the energy and all that, that's what Origin's always about. They've got to sell the game.
Just as a side note before we say goodbye, what about this? Out of all the odds, Caelan Ponga, out of all the people at ANZ Stadium, he took his headgear off, and guess who he gave it to?
I know. Oh. You give it to Brandy's kid.
Brandy's kid, Bo. Brandy's son, Bo. Okay, hasn't taken the smile.
He's converting.
My daughter Raffles right next to him, and she's going, oh, give it to me. But Bo's won the jackpot.
Brandy had in his bag, actually, under the table in the back of the hotel, and someone went to touch the bag, and he nearly attacked him.
Brad Fittler,
yeah, bro.
Origin-winning coach. First time a rookie coach has done it since Ricky Stewart in 2005. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of this, and we'll speak to you ahead of Game 3.
Thank you.
How good did Brad Fittler?
Yeah,
a little bit sleepy, though, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. It's a big night. They would have partied. They should have partied last night because it's a big release valve that gets let off.
Fantastic achievement. We're going to speak to one of the men who was out there on the field, played the full 80, as an outstanding game in Game 1. Queensland went after him in Game 2, though, MG. They knew how damaging he was.
Yeah, they nullified him a bit, but he's made nearly 100 tackles in 2 games in Origin, so he's he's definitely passed the litmus test.
Damien Cook up next on the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
So Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M, an 18-14 victory, New South Wales over Queensland. It's what we're celebrating all night tonight on the Rush Hour with MG. We've already spoken with Coach Brad Fittler. MG's talked us through the moments that matter. But now let's bring in one of the players who was out on the field. He wore the jumper. He was probing. Queensland were worried about his speed out of dummy half all night. Let's see what shape he's pulled up in. Damien Cook from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and of course, the winning New South Wales Blues. Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How you going? What a frigging game, Damo. What a game, brother.
It was, mate. It was a funny one. I knew it was going to be a different game, obviously, coming to ANZ, playing home game, and obviously a chance to win the series. But obviously, Queensland, the side they were going to come out and get every chance they did. And like you said before, we went down 10-0 quite early. So, I thought as a team, we did really good just to not go away from just stick at it and work our way out of it, which we did.
Personally for you, what was the biggest difference between Game 1 and Game 2's preparation?
I think I knew what was coming during the week for training, so and all the other stuff that comes along with it. So I think I was a bit more, knew what was coming, but in terms of going into the game, I was still quite nervous come game day.
First half, 20 minutes in, and you're 10-0 down on the scoreboard. What was the mindset amongst the players?
Well, I think the only thing we needed to change was we're giving away a few too many penalties and letting them out. We felt like we're in control of the game. We felt like we're on top of them. We're handling their attack. It was just we had to do too much D than we wanted to. So I think that was just the big part we needed to fix. They scored both their tries off us giving them a leg out of their yardage. So that was just one part of the game we needed to fix. We did work a lot on our attack, but we got a bit of it on last night. But, Freddie told us from the start you can have all the sets, but a lot of it's just coming off your own line, which we did for a lot of the game last night too.
I tell you what, your reputation's starting to precede you because last night they were on you like salt on chips.
it was a different game, and obviously talking to Bedsy during the week as well, obviously we had some joy in the middle there in the first game. So, they cracked down on us a bit. They were pretty tight through the middle, but when that happens, it means there's a bit more room out there for our speedsters. And I thought our outside backs had a great game again last night.
It's been well reported your passion for the Blues jumper in the lead up to this series and throughout thus far. When that siren sounded last night and you realise you've just won a State of Origin series with New South Wales, what went through your mind?
Well, first of all, just celebrating with the boys was an unbelievable feeling, and just going around the ground and seeing the family and that. I think when you're seeing the family and hugging the boys, it was got a bit emotional for some of us. But I think coming into game two, I'll still getting over game one and being a part of that there and getting the win. So it's all very surreal at the moment. It sunk in a little bit this afternoon that we actually won it. Obviously, we've still got another game to go and we want to win that. But it's sinking in now that we've won the series.
How did you celebrate, mate?
It took us a while to get back to the hotel. There was a few beers back in the sheds with family and stuff in there. And then once we got in there, we got into a big room where named our players player for the match. And after that, and then just kept well hydrated through the night, mate.
who was players player?
Jake Dvojevic got the 3 points for us last night. I think when he came on last night, he just squared us up through the middle a bit more and put a bit of shape around, and was getting some good quick play the balls for us.
Speaking of celebrations, there's been some photos that have come out from in the rooms afterwards. In your estimation, how long did it take Jack DeBellin to get his top off?
No, not long. Yeah. It was off before we got to the shed.
Mate, if he could play a game of footy without his jersey, he would.
No, he would. I room with him, mate, and he didn't have a shirt on the whole time. So.
Damien, on the other side of the... There's always a loser, and a couple of your teammates on the defeated Queensland team. Have you spoken with GI or Dane Gagai?
Yeah, Greggy rang me today, which I really appreciate. Probably, it's hard for him as well. He's such a great player at this level as well, and it was obviously his first series captain, but he rang me this morning just to congratulate me and say well done and stuff like that. And after the game as well, both of those boys were just obviously they were sad about the loss, but they were very very happy for myself and Gussie with the win. And that was just pretty special to have those two boys that are so well and played so many games in this at Origin level, to have them there, and their support was means a lot.
Well, incredible scenes of emotion in the dressing rooms after it. You deserve everything that comes your way, my friend. You're a humble young man with a lot of ability, and we salute you and all the other baby Blues today on such a sensational day.
No, thanks very much, mate. Thank you very much.
Damien Cook, a member of the Victorious New South Wales Blues, congratulations and best of luck for the rest of the season and Game 3.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys.
See you, champion. Bye, mate.
Outstanding young man, MG, and as all these new baby Blues are.
Yeah, I think, too, when we spoke to Freddie, it's making them accessible to the media. We want to identify with these kids. Young kids want to identify with the current crop. Freddie was saying that the homeless for Hogs, you go out to the bush areas, and everyone had a Queensland jersey on. Well, I tell you what, this will start changing if you start winning series.
Absolutely. All right, well, there's only one thing left to do on this Monday, MG.
What's that?
You got to hand out your MEG.
Oh, it's
performance
the
of the weekend.
How quick's the show gone?
It's got it. Time flies when you're celebrating New South Wales State of Origin series victories.
That's the quickest show on earth.
The MEG up next on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Quicker than the Fox.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
This is the Rush Hour with MG. We are celebrating New South Wales' State of Origin victory last night. They wrapped up the series 2-0 with an 18-14 victory at ANZ Stadium. Game 3 still to come. We'll talk about that when it gets closer. But on a Monday, as we do every Monday...
Yeah, this week's MEG was always going to be about Origin, and it is, but it's not last night. It was last Friday night watching the Women's Origin at North Sydney Oval.
Here at North Sydney Oval, history made for Women's Rugby League. New South Wales 16, defeating Queensland 10.
A really refreshing brand of footy with copybook tackling techniques, great skill, second phase play, and well coached. Well done, Ben Cross and Jason Hetherington. Nearly 700,000 watched these ladies play on both Fox and Channel 9. And, Liam, you were one of the attendees at North Sydney Oval, up to nearly 7,000 there. How was it, mate?
It was awesome. It was a fantastic atmosphere. It felt like, you know, I was standing out on the hill with my wife having some beers. It felt like the same atmosphere you get at Belmore or at Brookvale or at Leichhardt. It was packed. There were so many young girls there as well, screaming and cheering with it. It really felt it was a fantastic atmosphere. And I tell you what, the passion is not exclusive to the men's game. These women, they went hard, they fought hard, and it was a great game of football.
Yeah, bravo.
And $10 entry fee. I was standing behind a bloke in the line for beers who said, if NRL games were this cheap, I'd go to more NRL games.
Yes, that's a given. Yeah. Beers, nice and cheap.
Yeah, I can't remember how much the beers.
You're a two-beer streamer.
I made my wife buy the beers.
So well done. I can't wait to see more of the girls playing because it was just, I love watching it. It was just no wrestle, no arguing with the referee's decisions. Let's just get on with the game.
And well done to New South Wales winning that one too, MG.
Oh, yeah.
All right, mate, we're going to go.
Okay, he's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
That's been the Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast with the legendary MG. If you want more words of wisdom from Origin greats like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer and Menzies, pick yourself up the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New today.